Coventry Hospital Radio.
Well, as I said, it's volunteer week, nationally and in this hospital, 3rd to the 9th of June. And in this hospital, University Hospital Coventry, some 500 volunteers work in and around a whole range of departments, including hospital radio. You've probably come across one or two of them in your time in the hospital, however short it is, while you've been around either at the entrance or even in the ward. So who looks after all these wonderful volunteers? Well, my guest live with me in the studio right now is Hilary Lorimer. She's Voluntary Services Manager, and we'll find out what she does and how volunteers help patients, staff and the community. Hello, Hilary. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Bob. Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you. Thank you very much for coming in, which must be a bit of a busy week for you, to say the least.
I would say it's slightly busy, not just for me, but also for my colleagues. And I've been told I've got to give them a shout out. So shout out to Sherelle, Suki and Lisa, listening in the volunteers office. They said you've got to play them a good record. I'll leave that up to you.
All right.
So there's a team of us.
Excellent.
That work with all the volunteers. So we're very lucky.
And Cheryl.
And Sherelle, yes.
Sherelle, yes. Yes, because I know her quite well. She helped me out with a problem some time ago about getting stuff. But they're all very helpful in there, guys. You do a grand job. We all appreciate it. And I'm trying to remember to go down to the raffle before I leave the studio.
Oh, you must do. Count those sweets or name that teddy. It's all there for you, Bob.
Now then, so what the volunteers do, a whole range of things here. Just say something about the range they do when they volunteer.
Right, well, as you already mentioned with one of our volunteers earlier, there's meet and greet, that's at the front entrance as you come into the hospital, and in phlebotomy if you're having a blood test. There's helping at meal times for patients that need that extra support. We have people that visit patients, that do surveys. We have reconditioning where they're working with the physios and doing exercises. We've got compassionate communities out in the community, so it's a real range, and we've got new roles that are coming online, so there's lots going on.
Good grief. And I've just noticed you've got a sash over your shoulder, which actually I remember yesterday you had it over your shoulder as well at the lunch.
And
what's that say?
It says thank you volunteers. It's so that, and actually people are stopping us in the corridor, and what we say is if you see a volunteer today or this week, make sure you say thank you, because it's, you know, what they add is great.
That's nice. That's great. And we've had a very good response with our going out getting requests, by the way.
Fabulous.
For instance, Trevor's and Ellis have both said, Ellis has spent a long time talking to one person, apparently. He didn't get many requests, but chatting to someone. That's what it is. It's not just about getting requests. It's talking as well. Now, the numbers. You've got your 500 or so.
Yeah.
What's the target here? Is it going up and up?
It is going up. We are currently on a pause, particularly while EPR takes place.
So, EPR?
This is the electronic patient record. This is the biggest transformation in the hospital's history, and converting all of the written medical notes onto electronic. So for the nurses and doctors, this is phenomenal. So our role in this is to be able to support anything else that they want us to do. So it's massive. And so we are pausing recruitment so that we as a team can focus on the helping the staff in the hospital.
Right, okay. So if someone's listening now, think I'd like to be a volunteer.
Wait till the end of June.
End of June, fire off again. Okay, yes. We'll talk about where to fire up to in a bit. What, from what you see of people, what actually motivates them? We've heard a few comments from people that I talked to yesterday, but what do you see the main motivation is for volunteering?
I don't think there's a main motivation, because every volunteer's got a different reason.
Yeah.
For some, it might be just finding out how hospitals work. For others, it's about giving something back, particularly if they or a loved one has been in hospital. For some people, it's because they like community and they like to be part of something big. And of course, you'll notice that the groups of volunteers, like you in the radio, you know, you all become sort of a little community as you.
This is true.
So it's great. There's just many, many reasons. And, you know, we're just really grateful because, you know, we try to help everybody.
And one of the things that I pick up, there's a bit of controversy about, is are you getting more volunteers because you get less, you've got less staff, so you've got to fill the gaps? Is it that, or is it totally separate?
No, it isn't that. I mean, I know that it can look like that, but actually what we say is that volunteers support staff to deliver the best patient experience or their journey while they're here. If we think to your meet and greet, if you are met with a cheery smile from a volunteer, that's a really good start to your journey while you're here. And hopefully the same when you have a volunteer driver, if that's what you need, takes you back home again.
Yes, I was talking to Howard yesterday, who's a volunteer driver. We've heard his clip on the show much earlier on. And you just call him up and off he goes. He does whatever is needed.
And they do. The volunteer drivers are a fabulous group, really are. They got nominated for an Oscar, one of those big awards last year. They do a brilliant job. Just quietly, they just get on with it. Whatever requests come in, they try and accommodate them. So okay. It's brilliant.
Right. Do you need more drivers?
We do. And I mean, again, people come through the volunteer application, but they can specify they want to be a driver.
That's good. So they don't just say, I want to be a volunteer. I say, I'd like to do this, this, or that.
And then we try it in when we discuss things with them to sort of field them in the right way.
That's good. Yeah. Because I wanted to join the radio, but end up being on an award somewhere.
And sometimes we say, if there's a waiting list for an area, like there might be, because I know at the radio we've had quite a few new people in,
yes.
There might be a wait, and that's fine. Yeah. And go and experience the rest of the hospital for a while.
That's a good idea. Excellent. Okay, fine. We're going to talk more about volunteers, but what's on your do list this week? You've already had two busy days. You're going to rest now or what?
No. So actually this morning, the team, we were all on some training for this new EPR, which gave us a huge picture of what's going on. I've been down to the Faith Centre because we're looking at training of volunteers, both in the Faith Centre and here. And later on, I've got to go and cash up in the Arden Centre because we've got a kiosk there. I was ordering cakes for them earlier, so it's very diverse. That's just today.
You might spot somebody going with a blue sash on, disappearing in a cloud of smoke. That'll be Hilary. Okay, we'll come back to you. Let's have some music. We're talking with Hilary Lorimer, but Voluntary Services Manager here at the hospital.
This is Coventry Hospital Radio.
Well, we're here talking to Hilary Lorimer, the Voluntary Services Manager, about Volunteers Week, volunteering generally, and how it goes. And Hilary is still with us. Hello again, Hilary.
Hi, Bob.
And, we've got this national event going on, and this fits into it as well here at the University Hospital Coventry. Now, what about the specific areas of things that are going on here at the UHCE?
Right, so we've got, we've got, as I've mentioned, some of those other the roles that we've already got going on, but we are, even with everything happening in the hospital, we're exploring new roles for volunteers. One of them will involve volunteer drivers, where they're going to support the Hospital at Home initiative, which will involve delivering medication to different hubs out in the community. Another one that the team are working on ahead of volunteers is how we can help reduce DNA or do not attend rates. So reminding people by phone call that they've got an appointment in 3 or 4 days. So we're trialling that, and then the view is that will grow and we'll get volunteers to do sort of phone calls.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
And it's been the response so far with just our team, you know, doing it has been really interesting, really good. But I am actually going at the beginning of July, I'm attending a matrons meeting where I can directly say to the matrons on the ward, what roles are there, things that we're missing or you're missing that we could maybe help or volunteers could help with? So there's lots of things happening.
I wouldn't have expected to hear some of that. That's really interesting. That's new information for me as well. That's great. Now, so you're busy this week from now until the end of the week, and then you've got this thing coming up in July to get ready for, which isn't that far away. I know it's next month, but...
I know. There's just lots going on. I mean, this week, yes, we are still busy. We're hoping in the team to get out to visit volunteers that are what we call more hidden, those that are in wards that we don't always see. So we're trying to track and go and actually just say, you know, thank you very much. We've been carrying a balloon around. So we did lose two to the ceiling yesterday, which was quite amusing. But then we've got, you know, EPR, that's helping with this big system in the next couple of weeks. And then in July, looking at, hoping the matrons can help us and we can help them and rolling things out, some of this out.
Do you get, do volunteers then come back with some information about how things are going?
Absolutely. We have an open door policy in the office, and we're lucky. We have lots of volunteers come in. Some of them start and end their shift in our office, which is good. But we're always there, particularly if people have been doing visiting patients and there's information that they maybe need to get passed on. And we make sure that all of that's, we're there for the volunteers and to hand in over information to staff.
Some of it must be quite stressful for some volunteers that are on the ward and someone's very ill.
And that is why we are available, and we can always direct down to our colleagues in the Faith Centre. They've got, you know, very good skills at offering that sort of supervision and that. So we've got a variety of places, and within the hospital, like the wellbeing team and things like that, that we can, that our volunteers can have access to.
That's brilliant. And you've got volunteers beyond the boundary, beyond the estate of the hospital, haven't you? Have you got them out in the city areas?
We have them in the city areas. We have them in compassionate communities, a lot of bereavement points and things like that. There are groups going on that are linked to the hospital that have got volunteers, things like, I know I've got one particular lady who supports the epilepsy team. All people all out and about. It's amazing, these people. And research. The research team, they do work from home.
Good grief. Isn't this amazing, guys? Are you listening to this and thinking, good grief, it's worth joining the volunteers? So what do they need to do at the end of June? Got to wait till then because the new IT system going rolling in. Yes. I'm very busy. What happens in June?
The best thing to do is to go onto the Coventry and Warwickshire Hospital website. And if you move along the top, it says working for you. And if you drop down, volunteers is there. Right. And if you go further in, there will be a link to our application form. If you don't want it electronically, then stop by the office or the desk down at the front that people see. We'll have application forms then.
Very good. So, main website, go along the top. What's it again?
I think it says working for you.
Working for you, that's what it says.
Join us, something like that.
But if you put volunteers into Google, it'll probably take you to the page as well.
There,
it's good. You'll easily find it if you want to join. And do inquire. It doesn't mean you have to join in the end. Just find out what it is and do it. And maybe you end up with the radio as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. And outside work, how do you get over all this stress you must gather?
I've got a lot of friends, cinema. I'm actually learning British Sign Language. I've got my class tonight.
Very good.
So that's always good fun. But generally, just sort of meeting people and things like that. Yes, I like doing all, you know, social things.
Yeah, I can understand that. You come over as an incredibly social person. You're lovely. All right. Well, thank you very much, Hilary, for coming on the show again.
You're very welcome.
And, I'm just amazed. I've learned a lot as well today. I hope everybody else has been listening. And you take care.
And you, Bob. Take care as well.
Thank you very much. Bye now.